Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania's gubernatorial primary is just a few weeks away. And with four Democrats left in the running, we're taking a close-up look at where they stand on some of the issues that we cover day to day. Once a week until the primary on May 20th, I'll be talking to our beat reporters about what sets the remaining candidates apart from one another. Today, we touch on crime, prisons, and marijuana law with WHYY's Holly Otterbein. Welcome, Holly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Holly, criminal justice is not one of the top issues candidates are talking about this election, is it?
No. When I was doing research for this, I just noticed, if you look at the optics of it, none of the candidates are mentioning it in their TV ads. And only two of the candidates, State Treasurer Rob McCord and former DEP Secretary Katie McGinty, really extensively get into their views on criminal justice issues on their websites. So I think that's worth noting in a state where tens of thousands of people are in the state prison system.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that said, let's start with an issue that's been getting national attention recently, and that's marijuana. Which of the candidates support medical marijuana?
Treasurer McCord says he wants to study it more before making a decision. Former Revenue Secretary Tom Wolf and Katie McGinty both support medical marijuana, and they support decriminalizing possession of small amounts. The same thing goes for Congresswoman Allison Schwartz. She says decriminalization could be a way to reduce the state's prison population.
We are seeing incarceration from simple possession of marijuana, and that is unnecessary. It clogs our criminal justice system, and we should end that.
I don't want to split hairs, but we're hearing same, same, same. Are there any differences at all? Is somebody else stepping up with something more specific?
Tom Wolf has the most specific plan for decriminalization. He wants to decriminalize an ounce or less of possession of marijuana. It would be punishable by a fine. The other candidates who support it don't have specific plans yet.
Is there any support among the candidates for full legalization of marijuana?
Not at the moment, but Rob McCord says that he's, quote, inclined to support full legalization.
If we're going to go there, we need to examine the evidence, and I think you would want to, if you go there, legalize it so you can both regulate it and tax it, create good jobs and revenues to invest in things the public needs.
So just like his position on medical marijuana, he wants to study legalization more before making a decision. He wants to look at Washington and Colorado, which of course have recently legalized, and see how it's going for them.
Now, the state's prison system continues to grow, and many offenders are there for drug offenses. The state spends $2 billion on prisons every year. Almost 50,000 people are locked up. What did the candidates have to say about reducing Pennsylvania's incarceration rate?
So all the Democrats want to reduce the state's prison population. No surprise there. And like I said earlier, a few of them see decriminalization as a way to do that. But Tom Wolf has actually gone further. He says mandatory minimum sentences should be eliminated as a way to cut down on the prison population. The other three, including former Secretary McGinty, say mandatory minimums should be reexamined.
Everything about sentencing can and should be up for thorough reexamination. I think we have to fully look at the issue of mandatory minimums in particular. That is driving this whole cycle that we are talking about here that does nothing resembling good.
So she has more of a wait-and-see, more research approach on that.
Exactly.
You said some of the candidates are not talking extensively about crime. Who has proposals to cut down on crime, and what do we know about these proposals?
They all do have plans to reduce crime. Education and job creation are the most popular answers for doing that. Aside from those two options, Tom Wolf wants to encourage local law enforcement to adopt smart policing strategies, such as the focused deterrence program that's been used by the Philadelphia Police Department.
I want to stop you there. I'm not sure I know a lot about that.
The way that it works is police work with inner city gangs, particularly young members of gangs, and give them both deterrence to crime and give them services such as access to jobs to try to prevent crimes.
That's interesting. Does anybody else have anything like that?
McGinty has also pushed for changes in the healthcare system that would cut down on prescription drug abuse and give better care to the mentally ill.
Will the candidate who wins the primary have to flesh out their positions on these issues in any more depth during their run for the general election?
The too long didn't read answer is no. I think that criminal justice issues are similar to poverty issues in that we don't see a lot of candidates talking about them in major campaigns. It's just not a popular thing to talk about. I think we may see a little bit on, you know, the gun control versus gun ownership rights debate during the general election. But outside of that, I don't expect to see much on this issue, which is really, I think, worth noting, given that there are tens of thousands of people in the state's prison system. And crime is a big concern for people.
Thanks for sitting down with us, Holly.
Thank you so much.
WHYY's Holly Otterbein.